Blog Talk Radio.
You have a passion. Yes, ma'am.
Are you a
veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will receive part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel. 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show. Only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate,
have to shuttle kids after work or give up a paycheck, which often then puts them into bankruptcy, homelessness, because they can't. So I raise money for that program so we can let the working poor be able to keep their jobs and know that their kids are getting.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Ours is a statewide program.
You do a lot of things.
I do a lot of different things. It's just when I get involved in something that I'm passionate about, I just kind of, I'm on 100 miles.
I know. I can't believe you're going to be running at tables, too. I'm like, I can't believe you're renting a table for Bible study, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Have a small
table.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Candace Peggy Long. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Every once in a while, I look at some of the celebrations, and I have to do homework, and I am not very good at doing homework, so sometimes I'll just leave them out because I don't know what you do on National Lash Day. What the heck is National Lash Day? So having beaten anorexia, I will stick with National Chocolate Mint Day, which reminds me, and I don't even have a prop here, but being that we're thinking about National Chocolate Mint Day, I will tell you our double-ending Girl Scout cookie drive is still rolling if you have a desire to help us out. It's very, very simple. We have chosen one young lady who is our Girl Scout this year. I don't mention her because sometimes the Girl Scouts don't like the idea that I like to sell cookies. Actually, I like to eat them and I buy them. But double ending them, here's our program, $5, send it, Venmo, PayPal, however you want. We will give it to the young lady, and she and her mother have already committed that every box that we buy, they will deliver to one of the nonprofit organizations in the community. Just a fun little way that we give back on Ron Siegel Radio. And if you happen to buy five boxes, $25, as a thank you from our production team, we'll send you a $100 restaurant certificate from Dining Guru. So it's a win-win-win. We love all these wins. We like to win on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's check out what the markets are doing this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is up 137 points. S&P 500 up 18 points, almost 19. NASDAQ, it's up 87 points right now, although we could probably guess why the NASDAQ is up 87 points. I don't have it right here in front of me, but the story of the month has been, yeah, you guessed it, Tesla, up almost $69 a share this morning. Wow. Right? I wish I had more options on Tesla than I have, but, you know, let's just throw that out there. Don't let the tax man hear me say that this morning because, well, you know why. But the bottom line, we're going to continue watching what's going on there. What's happening in the briefing? Did you hear the news? And we can almost always anticipate some of these things. So the lame media comes up with the idea that William Barr is going to resign because he doesn't like President Trump's tweets. And when you get the truth of the matter, many of us don't like President Trump's tweets, but he is the president. He has that right. And William Barr never said he considered resigning. So fascinating how, I wonder which one of the fake news companies came out with that one. Does it make it impossible for him to do his job? No. Does it make it harder for him to do his job? Probably yes. But that is the story of that one. And boy, did the president have his pardon pens out yesterday? And, you know, I look at some of these things, and, you know, I'm not a Rod Blagojevich, whatever his name is, a BOGO fan, Democrat governor from Illinois. But I think he's at 14 years on a federal corruption crime. Now, I'm not going to even go there today. But here it is. The average sentence for rape is 4.2 years. Logo was already there for 7 years, so he got commuted yesterday. I looked at the crime of Edward DeBartolo Jr. What was his crime? He did not report that he was being extorted. So that was the crime that he got. President Trump pardoned him. I wonder if it took so long for that one. Ended up losing his business, everything else over that one. Fascinating in watching that crime, but no longer there. Michael Milken, if you lived through the junk bond days, now you would have thought that that was a fair issue that he got thrown the book for that one. But boy, talk about a model for rehab, right? Michael Milken and the Milken Institute has done a lot of really good things since he got out of jail. So he's pardoned now. That's wiped off of his record. And New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, sentenced on tax fraud charges. Don't know about that one. Again, that's another one that he got a pardon. So, you know, there's a jury of his peers that said he did it. So I wonder, you know, I don't know all the story there, but it is, he was pardoned. So that's the end of that one as well. Roger Stone, we didn't hear anything about him. Interesting on that one. You know, 7 to 9 years again for lying to Congress. Well, Congress lies to us all the time. What about Adam Schiff? How many years should he get? Just throw that out there. You know, I'm not a fan of Chicken Schiff, but that's a different story right there. Unbelievable. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, we already know about her. Right? I mean, I wonder if they think that she should get 7 to 9, right? I mean, both of them told us there was overwhelming evidence that the president was guilty. Did I miss it? And I watched too much news. My wife doesn't like how much news I watch. And I didn't see anything that was overwhelming. And apparently, neither did most of the Senate, most of the House didn't see anything. But the overwhelming evidence, why did they need more witnesses when they got to the Senate? I just throw that question out there. Maybe somebody listening can help me with that. I'm a simple guy. Tonight, what are you going to watch tonight? Fascinating. We've got the Democrat debates. We've got the socialist. We've got the billionaire. Now, did you notice how Bernie's gone from being anti-millionaire to now it's just billionaire, now that it came out that he is a millionaire? Just throw that out there. I wonder how he got all his money. Could it have been the loans that his wife got before the school went bankrupt? I don't know, but I just throw that out there for you to think about. How about Pete Buttigieg? Right? And I'm going to throw this one out there. All I can say is there's nobody in my mind at 38 years old that's ready to be president of the United States. Does not matter whether they're a Democrat, a Republican, independent, communist, socialist, any of that. Right? 38 years old, you don't have enough time under the belt to know what's going on in 38. I mean, I was still making lots of, well, still I'm making lots of mistakes, and I'm older than 38. But think about that one. Well, Elizabeth Warren, and she says that the president is corrupt and lies. I wonder what that one's all about, that Pocahontas. I won't say anything about that one. Senator Amy Klobuchar, what the has she got accomplished? She is from the Midwest, so that'll be fascinating to see. I just want to make sure that if Mayor Bloomberg does get the nomination, if by chance he wins, and if by chance Hillary Clinton is on the ticket for him, that the Secret Service is going to have a lot of work to do. I won't go any further than that, but holy cow, we're going to have to watch out on that one. A lot going on there. So just a few things for you to think about in the daily briefing. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, We are going to learn about the platform and the ideas, Peggy Wong, for Congress. 45th District, is that it? 45th Congressional District. We'll talk about that. Many benefits of aging in a community. What is noise trader risk? We're going to talk about that. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear. That's a visual of what they're watching on YouTube right now. With a little bit of a delay. So right now this is what's actually showing up. Post office walk.
Or Target.
Oh, Target has that too?
Yeah.
Where do you want to walk today?
I'll go to the woods.
I wonder if that lady from Channel 6 will be out of the woods going to chapter again. They have their own closed circuit TV.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
That's their book club. They meet monthly.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a forum or anything. No, it's the Chinese book club.
Okay.
My friend invited me, and I said, okay, the requirement is, did you go to the school? I make a kindergarten. Does that count? She's like, oh, that's good enough. It was really funny. No, well, it's a very elite article in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take the exam to get in, even as a kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Right. And it's 3 years of kindergarten, not 1 year. So I started when I was four. And then for my brothers, we did test to progress. But there was a movement, they said, oh, this is not, this is discriminatory. So basically, if you have family connections, you're in. If you don't have family connections, you have to go to the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through the lottery, even though I had two brothers tested in. Before it was testing, then it was, I think the system became unfair.
15 seconds. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. Everything from the FHA loan, 3.5% down payment in most cases. How about no income loans, bank statement loans, self-employment loans, all of them. They have them all. You just need to give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with the right people. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 168 points. NASDAQ up almost 95 points. The S&P 500 almost 19 points. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, that's going to be one we're going to talk about in just a second here. 1.56 is the yield. Mortgage-backed securities down just a fraction at 102.03. all of that. You can find that super secret website, google.com. But why are the numbers what they are right now? That's why you tune into Ron Siegel Radio. Well, we're going to have the Federal Reserve Chairman there. The Fed notes are going to come out today. Is that going to matter at all? Probably not, because they've done so many speeches since the last Fed meeting. We have a good idea of what they're thinking. But here's a number that you're not going to hear about in most parts of the media because most of them don't understand it. Cass Freight reported their shipments index for January showing that it fell 9.4% year over year. Cass Freight said, quote, the turn of the calendar didn't leave the bad news in 2019 as the Cass Freight Index showed continued weakness in the U.S. freight market. Both the shipments and expenditures components of the Cass Freight Index worsened sequentially and showed decelerating year-over-year growth. What the heck does that mean? Well, basically, if products are not getting shipped to the U.S. or being shipped throughout the U.S., guess what's being bought? Well, less and less. We got to get these shipments going. That's a big issue right there. Now, here's one that is going to be misreported on the news tonight. So listen here, Ron Siegel Radio, you're going to hear it first, all about housing starts and what these numbers are coming out at, because the housing starts measures the start of construction on a home. They're down 3.6% to a rate of 1.567 million units for the month of January. Yeah, it was a slight decline. The headline does not tell the story. Go listen to Diana Olick. She's going to tell you that the world is coming to an end. That's just the way she is, because she is clueless. So here's the facts of the matter is we had the best reading ever, best reading in 14 years last month, and it was revised higher, right? So if you have a historic or a 14-year high that is then revised higher, and then you get a slight decline. So that 3.6% that declined there was actually only about 2.5% when you take the revisions in. So you go from a massive number down just a little bit, not a major issue. And we are still very, very short on housing. I talk to real estate professionals all the time. The biggest problem they have right now, number one, there's no inventory, nothing to sell. We've talked about that one because we went from a 6-year, 10-year hold period on housing to a 9 or 10-year hold period. We've showed you that chart many, many times. So we're looking at that as being a problem. Then when people are going out buying their lots of them, they're getting rejected on their offers because there are multiple offers on every property. I was at an open house this weekend, and our commentary was very simple. I had a gentleman's bed. It was a Diet Coke or something there similar. Was the property going to sell at $50,000 more than the asking price, over or under? And the agents all said, probably over, right? That's just a big, big issue right there. And most of the permits are coming in that single-family home. Single-family permits were up 6.4%. Fascinating numbers, right? Good forward-looking indicator. Just throw you out that number out to 9.2%. 13-year high, single-family permits up 6.4. Year-over-year permits are up, year-over-year, 17.9%. Producer Price Index, that is the Rodney Dangerfield of indexes or indices, because nobody pays attention to it, but it is one of the more important ones. Headline PPI increased from 1.3 to 2.1. Core reading, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, increased from 1.1 to 1.7. This is, again, the report that does not get much respect. The bond market watches it, though. So that's why we share the information with you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. Let's get on with our discussion this morning. Peggy Wong is in. We're talking about her candidacy for the 45th Congressional District. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Tell us what we need to know. I love some of the things we talked about before we got started this morning in the idea of looking at solutions as opposed to all the talking points that we get from most politicians.
Yeah. I know that even as a voter, I'm tired of talking points. And I get disappointed all the time when, you know, members, elected officials do not necessarily vote the way I want them to go. And I said, what went wrong? I looked at the qualifications and everything. And then I realized I fell for the talking point, didn't look at the substance. So I wanted to be that candidate that's different from everybody else, give you the solution, let you think about, is this a reasonable solution? And, you know, if you go to my website, Peggy for Congress, that's a couple of arts, Peggy for Congress, under the issues tab, on every issue that is concerning Americans right now, there's a proposal for that issue. And
but are they affordable?
I don't think they're affordable because
Bernie Sanders has a solution for everything, and it's about $70 trillion or something like that, right?
Well, it's very easy. My approach to all these solutions is the free market.
Okay, I like that.
Free market. And I look at the rate of return. What are we getting in when we invest government dollars in these programs? What are we getting? What kind of savings are we improving, or people's quality of life here in Orange County? Or are we looking at just out-of-control government spending?
Seems like we've mastered the idea of out-of-control government spending.
We sure have.
So when you talk about the rate of return, how do you quantify that?
Well, let's take homelessness.
Okay, that's a big topic.
That's a huge topic here in Orange County. And so I look at homelessness kind of like a patient that's bleeding, out of control, and we keep giving them blood transfusion. But we haven't stopped the bleeding. Homelessness, we keep dumping money. You know, LA is dumping $400 million in the last 15 years, but seeing double-digit increases in the homeless population.
So you mean money is not the solution, even though in Calizuela we think it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we apparently think that money can solve everything, but it's not. But one thing we never talk about is how to prevent people from entering the homeless cycle. So we can't predict, to the best of our ability, we try to predict downturns, but we cannot predict it, so that who will enter homelessness in an economic downturn or drug rehabilitation, things like that. But one population that we know will likely enter homelessness is the foster care children.
Okay.
One third of foster children here in the U.S. in the system, when they exit the foster care system, will end up homeless.
One third of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't have a home to go to. They have no parents, no relatives. That's why they were in foster care due to the circumstances in the family. So they have no support system. And we tell them, well, great. You finished the foster care program. Goodbye. And they have
see you later.
Right. So a lot of them end up on the street, end up being trafficked or you know, alcohol and drug abuse. Some have mental health issues, and they sleep in their car or in tents. We have currently a transitional housing program and transitional living program. Transitional living program teaches a child how to balance their checkbook, budget, interview for jobs, put together their resume. And transitional housing, where we put them in affordable housing units, and we watch them for over the course of about 3 years while they're in foster care system, helping them pay for those apartments and then ease them into the market rate apartments. So if we just beef up those two programs, right now they're not fully funded, they're not meeting the needs of all the PIDs. If we beef that up, you save between $8 to $10 per dollar you invest. And the $8 to $10 savings is in criminal justice and social services programs. That's your rate of return. You invest $1 in just $1 for the program, saves you $8 to $10.
So here's the problem, because I've done a bit of work with an organization called Solutions for Change out of Northern San Diego. And a lot of the government programs, they say that they all have to be one size fits all. So you've got a solution here that is for the foster program. But then you go to Sacramento or Washington and they say, well, that doesn't solve the drug addict.
Right. And you know, we can only do what we can project right now. These foster kids, if we can keep them out of drugs, keep them off the street, out of drugs, then you can take your savings and deal with the other aspects of the population and sort of look at where you can go piece by piece. And but definitely, I'm a community-based individual. I volunteer at a lot of nonprofits. community-based, faith-based organizations are...
Oh, that's novel, faith-based.
Yeah,
I mean, it just, you know, bring things back to where... I mean, Washington, in my opinion, can't handle anything, right? I mean, other than military, what do they do well? Right, but when it comes back to the communities, like you're saying, you know, the local rabbi, priest, father, chaplain, I don't know all of them, but whatever they are, they're hands-on,
yeah,
right? They know who Mary is. They know who John is. You know, the politicians in Washington, they can't.
Yeah, they don't. And faith-based organizations, as well as nonprofits, they know the people, the individuals they're serving, and they can pump the resources. So we have to give them more flexibility in using those funds and collaboration. I really believe that we need to collaborate, bring everybody together, which is such a novel idea.
Wow.
Bring everybody together to the table. It's not about who gets the credit. It's who
that's
we
a,
serve.
Yeah, that's a great thought also. Who, you know, not put your ego aside and solve a problem. We're going to talk more when we come back about some of the solutions that we can find from Peggy Wong, candidate 45th Congressional District. I am on her website taking a look at some of the issues there. We're going to talk more about them. I see public safety, national defense, health care, jobs, economy, education, student loans, one of our passions at Ronto the Radio. We'll talk more about those. We'll also talk about the many benefits of aging in a community, and we don't know whether we'll get to it or not, understanding noise, trader risk, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear. Good job.
Yeah, we have to talk about this in another market.
Oh, my gosh.
Solution. So I was involved. I don't know if you've ever Chris Megason, Marine in Vista, California,
mm-hmm.
has an organization called Solutions for Change.
Okay.
He was his biggest donor for a long time was Mike Issa.
Oh.
In fact, I was at an event that we raised $1 million one night, $1,080,000 one night. And Daryl Issa.
Daryl, yeah, I was thinking
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl
Issa.
Yeah.
And he matched, I think, $800,000.
Oh, yeah.
And he has this, it's a 1,000 days to solve homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he has a, like, a, it's almost like a dorm setup for people. And they come there and they live there for 500 days. And he found out through his process that his recidivism was too high.
Mm-hmm.
So he added another 500 days of halfway house type.
Mm-hmm.
But his deal was, it was for families. And you had to either be sober or drug-free or in the, on route to drug-free. You had to show up at work on time, and he had jobs for everybody. And you had to get your kids to school on time. Those are the three things.
The statistical rate, it takes 3 failures to finally get to sober. So if you put 500 days, they stay to stick there, even though there's this concept of 30 days to learn a new habit or a new book, whatever, it should stay with you for the lifetime. It doesn't seem to work in the drug addiction, in the addiction world. So it takes an average of 3 failures. So even if you're there for 500 days, I mean, it's really not going to, well, statistically.
Well, he said with his 1,000 days, he was really doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the state took away all of his funding.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't allow sex offenders to be in with the kids.
Oh, oh gee, what a
god.
Yes. And
no.
Our
whole entire our regulatory system and how we deliver grants is always down to who you know. So we're out there saying we want innovators. Okay, come up with a new idea. Okay, so your nonprofit comes up with a new idea. You said, oh, we should fit with the grant. It's a great new idea. However, unfortunately, we never worked with you before. So, Kristen, I've always worked with her. Take your new idea, give it to her, and the funding goes to her. And me and her, we get it. That's how I work on these grant levels. So I like to blow it up a lot more in terms of what we consider these type of relationships.
Oh.
I mean, I've written enough grants and been denied enough time.
Yeah. Here we go.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. If you already have your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Get on there. Tell exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market believes about your property, all totally free. It's from Ron Siegel Radio. Many benefits of aging in a community. And we've talked about this before. There's comfort in being around people who share common interests, goals, and challenges. That comfort in a community doesn't wane with age. It actually deepens. Whether it's proudly talking about grandchildren or lamenting the fact that our eyes aren't as good as they used to be, it helps be around people who not only understand what we're saying, but actually feel the same joys and concerns as well. That's why many boomers are deciding to move into an active adult community. A lot of people think it's moving into some home where we go to wait to die. But some of these communities are really, really nice. If you never visited them, talk to our friend Tom Borsick. He'll take you on a tour if you've got a senior in your life that really wants to understand this. In the latest 55 Places National Housing Survey, they were directed by one of three seniors as an, or described by one out of three seniors as, quote, outgoing social community of like-minded people, unquote. Bill Ness, Chief Executive Officer and Founder of 55places.com, explains, and I quote, baby boomers are now reaching the age when moving to an active adult community is the ideal opportunity for them. Many boomers now want to downsize, experience a maintenance-free lifestyle, and pursue more social opportunities. It's exciting that there are so many choices for baby boomers, unquote. There's still a desire, however, among many seniors to, quote, unquote, age in place. According to the Senior Resource Guide, aging in place means, quote, that you will be remaining in your home for the later years of your life, not moving into a smaller home, assisted living, or retirement community, etc. The challenge is many seniors live in suburban or rural areas, and that often necessitates driving significant distances to see friends or attend other social engagements. A recent report from the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University titled Housing America's Older Adults addressed this exact concern. Again, I quote, the growing concentration of older households in outlying communities presents major challenges for residents and service providers alike. Single-family homes make up most of the housing stock in low-density areas, and residents typically need to be able to drive, do errands, see doctors, and socialize. The Kiplinger Report also chimed in on this subject. Again, I quote, while most seniors say they want to age in place, a much smaller percentage of them actually manage to accomplish them, studies show. Transportation is often a problem. When you can no longer drive, you can't get to medical appointments and do other things, unquote. Driving may not be a challenge right now, but think about what it may be like to drive 10, 20, 30 years down the road. I know some people that can't drive now, they're young. There are other health challenges brought on by possible lack of socialization when living at home versus a community of seniors. If you want a copy of the report, I shared it on my social media channels earlier today. If you have a senior, if you are a senior, if you know a senior, if you love a senior, talk about some of these communities, and I would highly recommend visiting a community. I can tell you this, my mom decided she did not want to go into any community. So in her later years of life, it consisted of sitting at home and waiting for the phone to ring till one of her kids or grandkids called. Is that golden? She thought it was. I don't know about you. I'd like the communities where they actually are doing things and having fun. I've seen many seniors where the kids actually have to make an appointment with the parents because the parents are so busy. I like that idea. I wish my mom would have done it, but that's just the way it is. Help the seniors you love understand that today is not the same as it was 30 years ago. Those homes are not places where people are just going and waiting to die. There's a lot of activities going on. That's the real time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation, we are talking this morning. Peggy Wong is in the house talking about solutions. And we don't hear that very often. Maybe we hear, you know, I had this conversation the other day as I look at the fine print. And you get all that mail in the, at Helm. And I look at the fine print before I ever go out and even bring it in the house. So I go to the trash can first, look at the fine print, who's the one that paid for the piece, and then I see, is there anything worth listening to, right? Because it's so much of this stuff that I'm not a fan of the teachers' union, the fine print or anything I've seen that they endorse. I usually say if they endorse it, I go the other way. So I'll look that way. But, you know, you're coming up with ideas where you must have a business degree or something.
No.
Return on investment? I mean, that's not something we ever hear from a politician.
No, I just wanted to, you know, apply the conservative principles to real solutions. And oftentimes we hear political speeches and we wonder, well, how will that work in real life? And I wanted to show that conservative free market principle does work in real life solutions. And
how are you doing that in Calizuela, though? I mean, we don't tend to, we like to, you know, just give everything to everybody and think that's going to work.
Well, a lot of time politicians speak in soundbites hoping you would vote for them, and then they get into the office and do whatever they want to do. And I'm just a mom who cares about her children's future, someone who cares about her community. I've been a public servant for over 20 years as an attorney working for the state of California and nonprofit.
Wow, working for the state of California, that's a challenge.
It's been a challenge quite a bit, but, you know, I wanted to serve my community. And so I look around, I see the problems, I want to solve it. I talk to people. You know, I always say, as a city council member, I get up there and I say, look, here are some of the issues we're facing as a city. I only have one brain, but if all of us in this room are willing to set aside our differences, our egos, we can come up with a good solution, and we often do.
It's funny that you say that. I just had that conversation with somebody over the weekend. I said, there's 535 politicians in Washington thinking that they can outsmart 300 million Americans.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
they do.
If you could put everybody, you know, take all the good ideas, or take all the ideas and filter out what you think is good and what's not good. Right? You can probably come up with, in America, we can do anything.
We can't do anything. That's the, you know, I heard the best quote by my pastor, Pastor Rick, at Saddleback this weekend, is that imagination is more important than knowledge. And that was said by Albert Einstein. And it really hit me because that's the difference between America and the rest of the world.
Sure.
We promote innovation, imagine it, then you can do it. And what happens when government gets so big or we have regulations or socialist idea is to stamp out that imagination, because imagination and knowledge tend to threaten the government, the ruler.
Sure. Why should I go to work if everybody's going to get the same thing? Right?
Yeah.
Tell me what your thoughts are on student loans. I mean, I lead a lending team, and one of the biggest items I have for young people that prevents them from buying a house is their student loan debt, the payments on that. What are your solutions there?
Well, again, like I said, I approach solutions from the free market principle. So I like to see that as, for student loans, as a employer-employee contract. They negotiate that benefit. Oftentimes, employees will receive bonuses or commissions at the end of the year.
Sure.
If they take that commission or bonus and use it toward their student loan payment, then they do not pay an income tax on that, because it's paying off the student loan. And the employer, by helping the student or the employee, should not have to pay the payroll tax. So let's take all the taxes out of there. There's no reason for the government to step in the way of student loan repayment, especially when the government or the taxpayers are backing these loans.
Sure.
Let's get out of their way. Why are we taxing these people when they really want to do the right thing, which is pay off their debt obligations? If we can help them pay that debt off as soon as possible, you know, as a lender, you understand compound interest, right?
Sure.
Pay off the principal as fast as you can, make extra payment, less to compound. If they can take that entire bonus and or commission, pay it toward their student loans, you're eliminating more of the principal, less to compound, and shorten the time frame in terms of repayment.
I think I'd rather do that than put my money into a 401k, right?
Yeah.
Because I can get rid of that debt. And then I can work on the catch-up plan on my retirement.
And, you know, a lot of people are making $8,000 to $10,000 a year on bonuses and commission. If you're taking half of it, they're only making paying off $5,000.
Sure.
Well, if they're paying a whole $10,000 and less to compound, instead of looking at 10 to 15 years to pay off their student loans, you might be shorting it to 5 to 7 years.
Especially, look at the math there, right? I mean, because I'm a numbers guy, a nerd. All right, so if you have a $10,000 bonus or commission, and you're paying $3,000 in taxes, so now you're only seeing $7,000 of it. You pay half of that, $3,500, versus $10,000 going to it. I mean, that's going to knock those numbers down. I think the last number I saw was we have on average $38,000 in student loan debt for our kids.
Yes, and right? I went to a private school for law school, and I walked out with a 6-digit. So many of my friends walked out with 6-digit. I went to University of Pacific, McGeorge in Sacramento.
Nice.
So,
I love University of Pacific. I used to go there for, was it Stockton?
Stockton's in law school. It was in Sacramento. It allowed me to work in the legislature during the time I was in law school.
Nice. Great school. I used to go there for some camps in the summertime. So we had a lot of fun over there. We're going to continue our conversation. Reform immigration, reducing traffic. We'll see if we can get to all these. Note to producers, cancel the Your Credit Matters. I'll just do a little brief there. And we'll talk more with Peggy, listening to Ron Segal Radio, discussing real estate current events and financial markets. Again, we've been talking with Peggy Wong, candidate for U.S. representative. We might even see if we can get her to tell us about the dreaded ballot harvesting. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsegalradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Segal Radio, on Twitter at Ron Segal. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. There are replays available, Ron Segal 1 on YouTube, Ron Segal the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Excellent. We are clear.
We've been getting feedback from employers who really like business. And we're attracting young adults, or college students right now, to our campaign because of the student loan program.
Are you doing it where they have to do all of it or part, or how are you doing that?
Well, so I spoke to a couple of friends who are in the banking industry. You can do all of it. It's not that hard for them to set up a payroll system that goes straight to the servicing from your employer. So you can pay all of it.
I'm just wondering, just because I know, I'm just saying my son, he's a straight commission person.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you can't do all of it.
You can't do all of it. So, we can
But he was going to take a part. He was going to take a piece of it because he's got too much student debt just because I only paid for the first time through I paid for it. If he didn't pass the class because he was partying too much, he got to pay for it.
That was smart. Paying for the debt of your party life. I think there's a lot of room. I received a lot of comments about, and that was one of them, what happens if, you're waiting tables or something right now, and all of it is in tips.
Mm-hmm.
How do you split that? And I said, well, those are things we can work with. I mean,
right.
This is just the framework to
sure.
get it going.
I love
to respond to crazy, Elizabeth Warren of the world that free tuition, free trade.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is not free.
No.
So,
I don't know which one of the professors are going to work for free.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
No one will work for free.
Right.
Everybody should pay for it.
Yeah.
You're Jewish. But yeah, so I think there's a lot of room. I had stockbrokers who told me the same thing. I got all this loans, but so much of what I do is commission-based. I wouldn't be taking anything home. Because I made the statement, all of it, right? All of it going in. I said, well, you're right. I didn't think about that. But it's not absolute. This is the framework where the conversation began. Because Republicans have no answer to student loans.
Yeah.
You listen to everybody. Well, nothing should be free. I'm against free. Well, okay, what's your solution then? You have none.
Right. Yeah, you gotta have something.
Yeah.
Right. So we've been tinkering with it for a while. We'll keep working on it. But it's better to have something to tinker with.
Well, come up with the idea, then you can put 300 million minds to work on how to make it best.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. You just need to go and visit the site, CreditSanitizer.com. Our friend Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water team will help you get your report corrected. I've told you this many times. I know that 60 Minutes says 20% of the reports are wrong. I'm going to tell you, I've been looking at reports for decades. Every one of them are wrong. I've never, ever, ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate. Not one. And I've looked at hundreds, maybe thousands of reports. I don't know how many 60 Minutes looked at, but maybe they just didn't know what they were looking for. Just a thought for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. We're not going to do the story this morning. We will save that for another day so we can talk more with Peggy Wong. She is running for the 45th District U.S. House of Representatives. Maybe we can get rid of Chicken Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. And, well, I guess you're not running against them, but got to get rid of, got to get the brains back in the majority. Right? I mean, those guys, I'm not going to ask you to comment on that. That's just my commentary. But, you know, one of the things I've enjoyed about our conversation on it, on and off air today, Peggy, is the idea of having solutions as opposed, instead of talking points. And the idea that, you know, maybe they're not finalized solutions, but they're a starting point for dialogue. Right? It's a whole difference. So let's talk a little about healthcare. What are your thoughts there?
Well, for healthcare, and I'm coming at from the vantage point of being a cancer survivor who's gone through the entire medical system of having pre-authorizations denied and choices limited, having a balloon payment at the end, and really looking at what we need to do to improve the system. And one of which is price transparency. You need to know what you're paying for. For example, I was to a in-network provider who charged $1,200 for an MRI. Well, my husband's a physician, and later on I found out that the MRI place across the street from his office charges $795. Wow, you know, that's almost $500 in savings that could have gone towards the system. This is one of the reasons why our healthcare cost keeps going up. There seems to be this idea, if you're in network, you're saving, but you're not necessarily saving anything. So price transparency is really important. What are you paying for your labs? What are you paying for at your physician's office? All these additional prices.
So how do I figure that out? So I can't even read the doctor's prescription unless your idea would be that I would go and call four or five different service providers. Is that the idea?
Well, you know, a lot of physicians now are moving on to online. So
right.
They can post their prices there. Same with hospitals. They can post their prices up there. You should know whether or not you're going to walk out of the hospital with a $100,000 bill or not, and if this is the place where you want to go for the best care as well. And so all those things should be up there for the price transparency. President Trump has already started with price transparency with the hospitals. I like to see that movement toward drugs as well as we move forward with the healthcare reform. Another aspect of my healthcare reform plan is the health savings account. And I really put into this thought of what can I do for small business owners? A lot of independent owners, business owners, do not have the ability to have that tax advantage that a large employer has.
Sure.
So if their health savings account is flexible for enough for them to use that money, pre-tax dollars, to buy health insurance, we can really help independent business owners to be on the same level playing field as large employers.
Which we know where the growth of the economy is. It's in that small business owner.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all know small business owners are the backbone of this economy. We
sure.
can't do anything. Most businesses are under 20 employees anyway. So if we can help expand the use of health savings account, not limiting what they can do rather than allowing everybody to do it. Really, as what I want to do is shift the thinking that as a 25-year-old coming into the job market, health savings account should be part of your retirement account.
Sure.
So let's not limit their abilities to put aside money for it. Instead, we should.
So like a Roth IRA, right? Yeah. And you let it, yeah, let it continue to grow over time. And you know, we actually talked about using a Roth IRA to minimize our insurance expenses on the program, because you know the biggest issue is deductibles, right? So if you have a Roth IRA and you put your money into a Roth IRA and continue to increase your insurance deductible on your house and your car, you're going to be far better off in the long run.
Right. And
so same concept is what you're saying.
Same concept to be able to use that health savings account for deductible. A lot of young individuals, one of the things Obama took away was the catastrophic care. But why not allow those who are younger to be able to purchase the catastrophic
care? Because they have to pay for the older people.
Okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
too, right? And we have separately, I have a proposal for Medicare and Medicaid, but for the overall health savings and health care reform is to have that savings account where the younger adults, if they have all these debt obligations, mortgage, car, and student loans, where else can we help them?
Sure.
Let's not make them pay a whole lot of money for care they don't necessarily need, but health savings account would be where they can put away a lot of their money and have some of that tax advantage as well.
Great thought. I mean, I've got three boys and my oldest too. I mean, one of my sons, like, you know, you go to the doctor once, I forgot what kind of a plan, but he goes to the doctor once every 6 months, maybe, right? I mean, he's 27 years old, healthy as a horse. Right, and to be paying $1,000 for a month for health care doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And as we look at population decline, it takes about 2.7 individuals to support one person. So if we're looking at 2.1 population growth right now, we'll never be able to sustain ourselves.
Sustainability, what? And that's not even giving away everything to everybody. Reform immigration, what are we talking about here?
Well, the first place I would like to target is on work visa. We have individuals who are here right now in America that just want to work here but be able to go back to their country. They're not looking for citizenship. We don't have enough work visas right now. The tech giants of Silicon Valley basically gobble it all up, leaving very little for other industries like healthcare. They're seasonal workers. I met someone who is in the cattle ranch industry. Well, this is a specialized skill, but I can't get anyone to work here. They're ranchers from South America.
You just throw the seeds in the ground and dirt on top and water, and that's all you need.
That's all we need, right? What about...
Where did that come from?
On a novel idea.
Talking about a New York idea, right?
Yeah, and so I think what we can do is expanding the work visas. I've spoken to illegal immigrants who said, look, I just want to work here, make money because I can't do it. I don't have opportunities at home. I'm willing to pay your taxes.
Sure.
I don't want to live here illegally. I don't plan on retiring here. Just let me work here. I'm willing to pay your taxes and let me be able to go home. So I like to expand the work visa. We need to do a comprehensive reform. Right now, even though we don't have quotas, but we do put limitations on number of legal visas that we give out. My family waited 12 years to come to America. Right now, if you're in India, you have to wait 28 years. Anyone south of the border will have to wait 50 years or more. Well, no wonder they're coming here as illegal immigrants.
Sure.
I mean, 50 years of your life, you'd be dead before your application was considered.
And right now, I mean, obviously, we're looking at our numbers of job openings. We need some more people, right? Mm-hmm. So there, and you know, I'm not saying I'm a big one against the illegal immigration, but people doing it the right way, following the rules, because illegal to me is illegal. I'm a clear cut guy, right? I mean, it's either legal or it's not legal. There's not a gray area in between. We got about a minute left. Tell me what I don't know, what I missed, what we haven't talked about.
Well, another issue that I've been focusing on is transportation. How to bring President Trump has a great transportation bill that's just lingering in Congress right now. We have so many projects that's lingering here in Orange County that really needs that federal partnership. We need to invest in our infrastructure, because we can't move goods and people if we don't deal with our traffic issues. There are a lot of great proposals right now in the federal transportation plan that needs a lot of funding. And here in the 45th Congressional District, where we have a lot of jobs and people going to those jobs, we need to have a sustainable transportation plan.
Sounds good. Well, I'm glad you came in. If you want more information, I think I saw the website. Tell us the website again.
PeggyForCongress.com, and that's F-O-R.
So, and when you go there, don't do make the same mistake I did the first time, is look down further where you just go onto the page and it says enter here or something, but I forgot what the terminology is. I looked at it, didn't read. I mean, I'm just a simple guy, right? So go down to the very bottom. You can see the video there. And click to continue to the site if you want to. So it's great information. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you. And we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.